Well, hello there, and come on in. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. Welcome to Acupuncture Point.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't.
Listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station, available online via the UK Health Radio app and also via Alexa. Welcome to Acupuncture Point. Coming up in today's show, we are going to meet my mum, co-author of our wonderful, wonderful book, Delicious Mauritius Tastes and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen. And we're going to have a lovely little conversation and talk about that wonderful book. And we're also going to play another marvellous game of themes. And if you'd like to join in the fun, all you need to do is to see if you're able to connect the dots and to guess the theme that links together all of the gorgeous music in today's show.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. Thank you so much for joining in and for listening to Acupuncture Point this week. Now, if you're listening to this online, you might be thinking, this sounds awfully, awfully echoey. And the reason for this is that we are doing this interview from my very own kitchen. And the reason for this is that where better than to conduct an interview with co-author of Delicious Mauritius, Tastes and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen than from my kitchen. Actually, we should have done it from yours. We'll do another one from yours. Welcome to Acupuncture Point to my mum. So, mum, tell us about this book. What is Delicious Mauritius all about?
Delicious Mauritius is about cooking and feeding my children. I never cooked until I was 21, but when I got married at the age of 20 and started to have children, you have to learn to cook. So they are my own recipe that I have learned, that I have watched my mom cook before. And I tried to put some of mine and make it tasty for them to eat. You know how children are. They don't like to eat. So I had to make it tasty.
Yes, and the recipes in this book are very, very tasty. Yeah. So many of my friends have bought it and they have made it for themselves, some of the recipes for themselves and for their mum and dad. Oh, look at this. Yeah. Look at this recipe. Oh, it looks so delicious. And then I'll get a text message and a photo. I made this for my mum and dad. They love that chicken curry. They love the kheer.
I was in Mauritius and I met people at Piribir. So we made friends and I invited them. They invited us first and then I invited them back. I made paratha with chicken curry and dal, lentil and paratha. Oh my God, they were so happy. They had never eaten paratha so soft and everything. You know, I made some afters, I made gulab jamun. And oh my God, that lady, she was picking and picking. She wanted to take home. I gave them the remainder of the paratha to take and the gulab jamun. One of them was from France, and he said he was going to take it to France.
Oh my God! So you're
going to travel to France.
Your food has gone all around the world.
Yeah, I hope it is.
Oh, they'll have probably eaten it on the plane.
If he could resist it, yeah.
So we wrote this book together during lockdown.
Yes.
So how was it? Can you just tell people what we did and how it was?
What we did is not my doing, is Kevin's doing, because when he likes something, he just asks me how I made it. So I had to tell him. He was really bothering me at times. How do you make this? How do you make that? How do you make... Yeah, but I enjoyed it. Yeah. And he enjoyed writing it, and I enjoyed telling him.
Well, we sat down over so we did like this Zoom calls.
Yeah.
And then I would have my phone propped up by my laptop.
Yeah.
You would be telling me the recipes, going, so then you put the thing, and I'd say, what do you mean the thing? Yeah. What is thing, Mum? What does thing mean?
Yeah.
Oh, the lentils. Okay, then you put the lentils. Yeah. And then you put a couple of sprigs. How many sprigs, Mum?
Yeah, he wanted everything to be exact, to be measured. Oh my God. I had to measure everything. And so the book has everything measured. But lentil and all that, it depends how thin you want it. Some people like it a bit thick and some people like it a bit thinner. So there's something for everybody. You just put a little bit extra water in it.
Yeah, it's true, but the lovely thing is that the recipes are simple recipes.
Yeah, yeah, so because, you know, some people think they can cook, but I don't like anybody's cooking, you know, after having eaten mine for so long, I don't like anybody's cooking, so my children are learning to cook, grandchildren are learning to cook now, and yeah, my granddaughter, my grandson, who is at university, he's learning to cook. He has learned to make lentil, and he sent photo of that to his uncle. Oh, my granddaughter loved to have that, the book, the recipe book. Actually, is a few anecdotes there. Thrown in by Kevin, so I hope you enjoy reading them. Yeah,
one of the so actually the first person to ever buy the book,
yeah,
she is a very very lovely lady, she based up in Scotland,
yeah,
and she got that book, and yeah, then the very next day she sent me a message saying, Kevin, I love your book, I love it. Yeah. What's not to love about the book that has, yeah, got so many anecdotes in it?
Yeah.
And one of the anecdotes was about in a recipe, I think it's for gâteau piment.
Yeah.
Which are little, imagine like little falafels, but they're, yeah, fried and they're very, very lovely.
Yeah,
very,
yeah, they're very tasty.
Very tasty.
You have to try the gâteau piment.
Oh.
It's you know, when you're having a party, it goes down very well. Try some samosas that are there. Try the bajia, try the, yeah.
Well, we've got a whole section on party food in, yes, the book as well.
Yes,
and that's,
yes, you have to try it.
It's not, but
try
she,
them, yeah.
But she was saying, this lady from up in Scotland, Kirsty, yeah, she was saying, oh, Kevin, what's not to love about a book that's got so many personal touches,
yeah,
in
but
it?
Yeah, because these days people are going off animal stuff, yeah, the meat, beef, lamb, or you know, so yeah, this is the best thing. You can dig, put your nose there, find something, and fry them, cook them.
Yeah, and there's lots of vegetarian food in it.
Lots of my granddaughter, she's at Newcastle, and she's become vegetarian because lots of her Indian friends are vegetarian. So there you are. You can have your Indian recipe there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Yeah.
So what is your... So when we were doing this, what was your favorite recipe to share?
Oh God, my favorite recipe. Aubergine curry on Mondays. That was my Brenda's nightmare because she hated aubergine. But Mira, my eldest daughter, she loved it. She always wanted second. Oh, if she could manage a third, she would love it.
My favorite recipe in this, when we were doing it, I remember I was trying to type.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you started to talk really, really, really quickly. And I was typing like this. And I was just saying, why are you talking so quickly, mother? Why?
When you're making
fried rice.
Fried rice and noodle, you have to put your vegetable quickly.
So mum was actually talking really like speeded up quickly.
Yeah,
so because you have to cook it quickly.
Because your pan is hot. You have to chuck in everything there to cook it quickly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was so, so silly. Mom, just slow down. Slow down. No. It needs to be done quickly. That was my favorite one to do. And do you like the cover? What do you think of the cover?
Yeah, I like the cover. Yeah. Delicious, Mauritius. Yeah, some people in Mauritius think recipe book, so they don't give it a second glance. But the thing is, because they think they can cook, but the thing is, not many people know. If you go to Mauritius and eat a ordinary housewife gulab jamun, it will be like a bullet. So.
But it's also because what I contributed to it, because of clearly my name's all over it, but you mainly wrote it. But what I contributed to it.
It is your doing because I have cooked, but I can't write it. So it is, I guess, it's, I don't want to take any credit. All credit goes to Kevin because he's bright and he has written
bossy because we kept on going because this is quite a big book.
Yeah, it's you have to talk to him. He's very bossy. Yeah, he likes to boss me about. So everyone needs him.
But now because of that bossiness, we've got this beautiful book.
Yeah.
Because what I brought to it was the. So all of the little stories, because there were such lovely little stories that we've spoken about over the years and I've seen over the years, and they were very special stories.
Yeah.
And I thought, let's find a way to combine it with the food, because all of my memories, whenever we go to Mauritius, involve going somewhere, going to a wedding and then sitting and eating so much food, going to somebody's house and being served, you know, something lovely, or sitting down and smelling something good being cooked. Yeah. That's all that I associate with Mauritius. And so, you don't have your glasses, do you?
No.
Okay, because I was going to get you to do a reading, but you don't have your glasses. Okay, yeah. I'll do a reading. Because
no, I have read it that.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I know, but I'm not reading it for you, Mum. Yeah. I'm reading it for people listening. So. Yeah. I'm going to do this reading. This is one of the little stories, which is true. So all of the stories in it are true stories that come from our family and people who we know.
Yeah, it is true.
So when just as a little preface to this, my mum grew up. Actually, I'll just read the story and then you can hear it.
Yeah.
So this story is called The Big House. Should you ever decide to travel to the village of Long Mountain, Mauritius, keep going about halfway up the Route Royale and you will come across the Big House. The Big House is a largest property set well back from the road with the curious honour of being the first two-storey residence to have ever been built in Mauritius.
Yes.
For this reason, many older Mauritians know of it, even to this day.
Yes. Yeah.
The Big House happens to be where my mother grew up, as it was built by her father for his family.
Yeah.
Although over time, the Big House has become a little crumbled around the edges, it still retains many vestiges of its former glory. Its generous gravel-filled in and out drive is today punctuated with the occasional bit of builder's rubble from more recent renovations. And that's all true as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The drive, it wraps around a circular garden that is now neatly planted with row upon row of pineapples, I believe of the Victoria variety. Now, I sort of made that up. I sort of guess it was Victoria variety. Follow this and you will arrive at a few steps that will lead you up onto an expansive porch that wraps the whole front of the house. Cool white pillars lead your eye upwards to the bedrooms, which are located upstairs on that famed second story. Yeah. Go inside and you'll walk over a glinting parquet of waxed ebony wood. The methodical application of the top of the coconut keeps it looking glossy. For those of you that want to give this a try, you need to push the fibrous part across the floor using your foot and swish it from side to side.
This is when there was nothing else, only that available.
But this is the best thing.
Yeah,
this is the best
exercise,
thing.
Yeah.
Very good. You swish it from side to side. It takes quite some practice to do it right. The carpenter that fashioned that floor out of solid chunks of ebony one day carved my mother her very own rolling pin out of the very same wood. A few steps behind the main house, surrounded by trees, there was another smaller building. I suppose it was the kitchen, because in those days you didn't have the kitchen in the house.
There is a kitchen, but that was not enough for, you know, people like to have a bigger kitchen where you can make all your mess. A second kitchen.
The smell of twigs, wood smoke and smouldering, a kettle boiling, an old woman, white hair, white sari, milky sweet tea, more milk than tea. I just know even now when you go to Mauritius, they will give you the milkiest, milkiest tea. It's lovely. It's vanilla tea.
They will, this is what they know.
Very, very nice. Do you have a favorite story in here?
No.
I know
them by heart, so I don't have a favorite. No.
Now let me find
this one was my favorite because this is where I grew up. So
that's lovely. And it's still there, it's still, beautiful and Now, I just wanted to read this, just the beginning. I won't go through all of the recipe, but just the beginning of it. So this is for vegetable pickle. Because when we were talking about this, so beforehand, you'd be saying, blah, 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 this is what happened, that is what happened. Yeah. And you didn't know that I would be scribbling down all of these things and thinking, oh, how can we incorporate this? So this is the beginning of this recipe for vegetable pickle. And this is not like Branston pickle or anything like that. This is a fresh, lovely, lovely dish. Yeah. My mum's grandmother would make this pickle on particularly hot summer's days. She would lay the prepared vegetables out to dry in her garden, letting the summer sun work its magic on the raw ingredients.
Yeah, because they used to do that,
But still now you do this.
when there's no sun,
This, when you eat this dish, your mouth will water and your nose will start to decongest because it really is so hot because it's got lots of lots of mustard in it. Mm. And it's a boon for those plagued with sinus problems. And one of the, so one of the instructions is just lovely and I'll just read it out. Spread the vegetables out onto a plate or tray and cover with a tea towel and leave outside in the sun to dry out for half a day. Isn't that the most lovely cooking instruction you've ever read?
Yeah.
And it's true. It's such a sweet, sweet cooking instruction. So I got this done secretly so that nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
And I tried so hard to get it done in time for Christmas because we'd actually finished writing it ages ago. But because I was so lazy and I couldn't bring myself to do the final editing.
Yeah, because you didn't know you could do achieve something, you know.
Yeah, no, but yeah. It's a very, very big yeah. thing when you actually put
you
your mind to it.
Mm. Yeah, you didn't know you could actually finish it.
A whole book.
You should believe in yourself a little bit.
Oh.
That little bit.
So did you believe that you could have no, written a book?
No, I didn't. Oh my God, not me.
So you should believe in yourself a bit too.
No.
Yes.
I like to stay in the background.
No, oh, is that why you're wearing your bright yellow jumper? Mum was asking me yesterday, what shall I wear? What shall I wear? And she's wearing a lovely bright yellow jumper, looking like a buttercup. So, yeah, just before Christmas, so I tried to send out copies to you.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to do it. In the end, I had to send a different version so that you could get it in time for Christmas. I gave copies of this. I had everyone round. My mum and dad spent Christmas out in Mauritius last year. So I had the rest of the family round at my place, where I cooked and did everything. And then at the right time, I gave them all copies of this for their present. And they all opened it up together. And you know what? All of a sudden, the bottom lips are quivering. Mira's reading it. That's my older sister. My nephew, Maxie, who's 21. He's 21, sort of huge, you know, creature. He comes to me with little tiny tears dripping down his sweet cheeks. Everybody was so moved because it's such a personal, personal thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you, Mum. That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Look, beforehand, Mum's hands were sweating because it's so funny. The moment you start something, you stick a microphone in front, then it becomes terrifying. We were literally just drinking cups of tea together and giggling. But anyway, it's been so lovely to do this with you. And now we need to think of the sequel. Delicious Mauritius, The Return. So put your thinking cap on.
No, not again. I don't have this is the one. Lost one person lost.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Thank you.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in violet haze. Reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, This world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls. Frameless heads on nameless walls. With eyes that watch the world and can't forget. Like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes. A silver thorn, a bloody rose. Lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know. What you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
How fantastic is my mum? Just absolutely gorgeous. And you know something? It was a real, real pleasure writing that book together. And I just think we need to find a sequel. We need to find a way of doing another one. Anyway, hello, hello, hello there. How are you doing? You're listening to Kevin Durgeon here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station with over 1.3 million listeners every single week. So thank you so much for showing us your support, for joining in, and we really, really couldn't do it without you. We would love to connect with you on social media. It really is just another way for us to share all of our health tips, all of our life guidance, and basically to help to shine light all around the world. So I wanted to share with you now an article that I found in Hello Magazine. You know, acupuncture point is nothing if not diverse. So Hello Magazine, I came across an article about David Beckham. So of course, David Beckham, he is a world-class athlete. And he has recently revealed that he undergoes acupuncture sessions, and this helps him to recover from his fitness regime. And apparently, the one thing that repairs him, that's him talking, not me, after a hard week of working out is acupuncture. That really is marvellous to know, isn't it? And also, Meghan Markle, she is also another celebrity fan of acupuncture. And apparently, she has said, I have been a long-time believer in acupuncture, and that she used to have debilitating migraines, and she was even hospitalised for them. And acupuncture and Eastern medicine absolutely changed her life. And apparently, Meghan Markle had acupuncture sessions prior to the birth of her son. Well, just how great is that? How great is that? I'm always in favour of people advocating for our wonderful, natural, pain-relieving medicine. I just really love the fact that people with positions of power like this are helping to share our wonderful message.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
It painted Salford smoke it up, some cardboard boxes from the shop, and parts of Ancoats where I used to play. I'm sure he once walked down our street, cause he painted kids who had knout on the feet. The clothes they wore had all seen better days. Now they said his works of art were dull, no room or rat, the walls are full. But Lowry didn't care much anyway. They said he just paints cats and dogs and matched up men in boots and clubs. And Lowry said that's just the way they'll stay. And he painted matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clubs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them factory gates. His matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. Now canvas and brushes were wearing thin when London started calling him to come on down and wear the old flat cap. They said, tell us all about your ways and all about them Salford days. Is it true you're just an ordinary chap? And he painted matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clubs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them factory gates to paint his matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. Now Lowry's hung upon the wall beside the greatest of them all, and even the Mona Lisa takes a bow. This tired old man with hair like snow told northern folk it's time to go. The fever came and the good Lord mopped his brow. And he left his matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He left his kids on the corner of the street.
Believe it, but we are almost at home time, but not quite. We still have time for one more clue to help you to crack this week's cryptic game of themes.
If you were the Mona Lisa, you'd be hanging. See you. You'd be
then, how did you do? Were you able to guess this week's cryptic game of themes? Well, of course, in honour of my mum and my book, Delicious Mauritius Tastes and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen, available now on Amazon. This week's theme is artwork. How so I hear you cry, how so I hear you shriek. Well, we started off today's show with Bridge Over Troubled Water, which was sung beautifully by Simon and Art Garfunkel. I know, thank you very much. We then had Vincent by Don McLean, a song all about the glorious Vincent van Gogh. And we had Matchstick Men and Matchstick Cats and Dogs, a song all about the artist Lowry, and this, Madonna and her song Masterpiece. And on that bombshell, please do stay tuned, because coming up next we have Chi Time with the frankly fabulous Clara Apollo. But from me, Kevin Durgin, it is time to bid you a very fond farewell, and I'll be with you again next week. Lots of love. Goodbye. Nothing's indestructible.